Welcome to Kitty by Elena Lund, narrated by Lily Ward. The heat coats everything in Berlin this summer. The black railing on the balcony is covered with pollen and pollution. You can't see the little yellow specks from a distance, but if you look closer, you can see them all over the metal. They make the railing sticky, and if you grab it, your fingertips stick to it for a moment. Fiona's sunburnt skin is covered in a thin layer of sunscreen, sweat, and smeared foundation, melted and sticky. Mixed up and dried, dried and melted again. She slowly spins her fork around in her garlic pasta. A drip of oil falls on her stomach when she puts the fork in her mouth. The oil trickles down towards her belly button, mixes with the sweat and the melted sunscreen, and dries, melts and dries again. Everything this summer is coated in heat. Covered in big city summer, dried up cheap wine on the outdoor furniture and the hot, dry 37-degree air. It all could be a little bit gross, but most of all, it makes her feel free. The beads of sweat that trickle down her neck and gather in small pools in the folds of her knees feel cleansing. Her body stretched out on the little balcony feels hypersensitive and vibrating in the heat. It glistens and soaks up the sun that gives her new life and makes her feel attractive. She puts the plate down and lights a cigarette. The strong taste of smoke sticks to her greasy lips. Her panties are dark green, tight and high cut around her hips. She rests her left leg on top of the railing. She inhales deeply and spreads her legs in the direction of the Rosenthaler plots. Fiona's phone lies in the shade on the balcony floor. It lies there with its screen down, and she knows that she has a message. It's there. Nothing can change that. It's there, and she doesn't have to reply to it yet. It doesn't matter if things don't turn out the way they are supposed to if she decides not to respond. At this point, it is only an unread message, and that, before things can actually happen, is sometimes the best part. A cigarette in the hot sunshine of summer, slightly tipsy from a glass of white wine and the expectations of the Saturday night in the form of a message on Tinder. She can feel the expectations like little touches all over her body. The dreams about the longest night of her life pulsating under her skin, it makes her fingertips tingle.
Hannah.
So it says you want an adventure, yeah?
It's so easy on